Well, Solo Man here. Okay, gentlemen, let's get scientific, shall we? I mean, I've had enough beer. So let's look at the Fremont nature and why it is the way it is. Alright, there's been a lot of changes, and I think the Fremonts mostly have a chemical imbalance, and that's what makes them completely unstable now. But I'll be talking in general terms. And let's just think about it as if we're still in the forest sort of thing, foraging for food and that. So a Fremont generally will dress in bright clothes. Now, of course, it generally wouldn't be a great idea for the saber-toothed tiger to spot them easily like that and go and gobble them all up. No, they're doing it to get the man's attention, to attract the male. They don't have to worry about the saber-toothed tiger. The male protector will protect them from that. And if the male likes what he sees, he just goes over and bangs their brains out. And, of course, they get impregnated. And, of course, that's the same reason why pheromones walk about with their breasts hanging out. Well, not quite, but nearly. So they get noticed by the man, and he goes over and bangs her brains out and impregnates her. They're not doing it for themselves because they can't see themselves. And they're not doing it for other pheromones because other pheromones can't impregnate them. Also, you've noticed probably that pheromones are very loud. They talk quite loud. And that's how it grabs man's attention. You're in the forest, you can hear this loud noise or pheromone talking, and you go over and see it, and you like what you see, and of course the man bangs her brains out and she gets impregnated again. And that's why they're loud. That's why they don't make a very good sort of SEAL team, or SAS. You see, the Fremont's motivation and modus operandi is to get noticed by the male, and to get impregnated. And why sometimes do they cause a scene somewhere? Well, to get noticed by males. These are all attention-seeking attributes to the Fremont. And it's all just for one goal, and that is for the male to notice them, bang their brains out, and impregnate them. And of course, we've all heard little girls scream. They scream very high-pitched, which of course would travel very far in the forest. That is, of course, a defense mechanism. Because they can't fight off the attacker. They're not strong enough. That is a call for help to the male species to come and protect. Of course, we'd all like to think we are sort of complex creatures, but really we all work on basic instincts. Most pheromones are trying to deny their own nature, and it's sending a lot of them crazy. Modern men, on the other hand, are learning to control their nature and their basic instincts. Most modern men know where they came from and what their purpose is. In other words, they're aware, where pheromones are completely unaware and delusional. For thousands of years without the male protection and logic, pheromones would be extinct. And of course so would our civilization. And this isn't male ego talking here. These are just facts that I believe. Throughout history, man has always protected the pheromones, even though the pheromones have treated them like crap. Until now, men are now actually really walking away, and pheromones are really truly on their own. For most men nowadays, pheromones are so troublesome, the juice ain't worth the squeeze. And really, if a pheromone really did stand on their own 2 feet without any help from anybody or anything, I would respect that. But unfortunately, I haven't seen that yet. Have you? Take it easy, fellas.